Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Kyrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Next star here at WEEI. That, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward. I'm going to call him Brad Farrell because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
Be honest with you. And I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year,
Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
We are live. Basically, officially Friday, November 1st. I hope everybody enjoyed their Halloween, or you might be still enjoying it, you midnight crazies. Every time we get to the midnight witching hour and you hear my sexy, enthralling voice, we get a lot of interesting callers that call in. So I expect nothing less from you. As you just heard there on the Westwood One broadcast, the Niners still become the second undefeated team in the NFL, along with the Patriots, both 8-0 now. Jimmy Garoppolo's best game of the year, 28 of 37, 317 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, 137 rating. Look great. Absolutely amazing. And I kind of wouldn't have mind seeing. I mean, here's the thing that goes back to some things that the Patriots do and something that Patriots don't do. So the Patriots gave up a number 2 for Mohamed Sanu, right? And the Niners gave up a 3rd and just switched 5th-round picks for Emmanuel Sanders? So the Patriots got a lesser player, and they gave up more to do it, which doesn't make any sense for me at all. Now, Jimmy G has not had a great statistical year, and I'll be the first to tell you, you know, like, he's just done what he has to do, but he's 16-2 as a starter, dating back to here in New England. And that looks damn good. So the Niners got a better receiver for, well, a 3rd and a 4th round pick. And then they got Emmanuel Sanders and a 5th round pick. So wouldn't you have wanted Emmanuel Sanders over Mohamed Sanu? I guess, but Bill Belichick loves to waste high draft picks anyway. Isaiah Wynn, Phony Michelle, Duke Dawson. I mean, this is what Belichick does, so it's all the same. Niners look good. They're 8-0. And, you know, this is a team that the one thing about the Niners, unlike the Patriots, though, and I'll say this, and I asked this question about the Red Sox in 2018. I just wonder about this Niners team in the playoffs, and they seem like a peak too early regular season team. That's what they seem like. They just seem, you know what I mean? Like that to me is like, they don't seem like they would be able to deal once they get into the postseason going up against a tough Seattle team or maybe a Green Bay team. You know, it's just the way I look at them. Now they look great. The defense looks good. You know, they got Tevin Coleman, Matt Breida, which always goes back to why the Patriots wasted a first-round pick on Sony Michel, which I will never understand, ever understand. But they look good. So far, so good. I don't know, for whatever reason, it's been a very, I mean, they're 8-0, don't get me wrong. And unlike the Patriots, The Niners have actually, you know, they've beaten some good teams so far this year. The Patriots' opponents' records this year are 14-37. Okay? 14-37. Now, the Arizona Cardinals are 3-5-1 on the season. And the Niners have also beaten the Rams and the Panthers, who they pummeled, scoring 51 points. 51 points, which is absolutely ridiculous when you think about it. So the Niners' opponents aren't much better than the Patriots. They're 20-40-1. And the Patriots' record so far this season, which is why Sunday night is imperative. We get done with basket weaving. We get done with ballroom dancing. We get done with death and dying, arts and crafts, and all the other easy classes that most athletes took just to get through. And we get to the gauntlet, which starts on Sunday night against Baltimore. Now, I said the Patriots will lose two or three games within the gauntlet. I'm sticking to that. I think they're going to lose one of two to Baltimore or Philly. And they may lose both, but they will lose one of two games. So I'm going to take Baltimore on Sunday night. I don't think the Patriots have an answer for Lamar Jackson. They're coming off a bye, Baltimore. The Patriots, when you saw, now I know Belichick's record. He hasn't lost since 2013 to a first or second year quarterback. It's been a long time, 6 years. But all good things come to an end, and that too will come to an end on Sunday night. Lamar Jackson, Baltimore, behind Mark Ingram, their O-line, Hollywood Brown, they're going to get it done. I love the Ravens on Sunday night. And a matter of fact, if Massachusetts actually could get their head out of their ass and could legalize sports gambling, instead of worrying about banning the word bitch, which I just said, so take that, Daniel Hunt, I would go to the casino and put my money on Baltimore on the money line with no points. No points whatsoever. Don't need them. Don't want them. Baltimore wins this game on Sunday night. They just are. I think the Patriots, that they'll go into the bye 8-1, they'll regroup, and they'll come out and they'll look great against Philadelphia. But then this is the one they're going to lose. Or if they win this one, they're going to lose to the Eagles. It's going to be one or the other. But they will lose one or two, one of these two games, if not both of them. You know what? I just can't see this team ultimately. They're not going undefeated. And this is the part of the schedule where you roll up your sleeves and, you know, the cupcakes, the jabronis, they're over. Now it's time for nuclear physics, molecular biology, and organic chemistry. Enough of the stupid classes. You know, the dumb classes are over. No more Jets, Dolphins, Redskins, Giants, Browns. It's all done. Now you sort of, okay, let's see how good they really are. The Niners were tested tonight. They led basically the entire game, but they were tested. Jimmy G looked great tonight. Two of Belichick's quarterbacks that he drafted in the second and third round, Jimmy G and Jacoby Brissett, are looking really good this year. Really good. So, ultimately, yeah, I give Belichick that credit, but this will be a major test to me come Sunday night, with the whole world watching, biggest game of the year. And I want to get your thoughts. I'm taking Baltimore. I'm fading the Patriots. Yes, I'm not some fanboy. I like to give and delve into some objective perspective here in Boston, throughout New England. I'm taking the Ravens on Sunday night. And I'm telling you this. I'm taking the Ravens. on the money line. I don't even want the points. You can take your points and keep them. I don't need them. And if you're taking Baltimore on Sunday night, you won't need the points either. Take them on the money line. They will win this game. And the Patriots will go 8-1 going into the bye week, which is still great. They'll still be the best team in the AFC, maybe the best team in the NFL. But this is the test. This is a test for this defense that people are comparing it to the 85 Bears, the 2002 Buccaneers, the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. You want to compare it to all those defenses? Well, you better find a way to win this game tonight. You want to find, you better find a way to win this game on Sunday night on the road with the whole world watching. And listen, I know the Patriots will be ready, but so won't Baltimore. And the Patriots haven't seen a quarterback like Lamar Jackson, who still is not a good passer, but look what Josh Allen did to the Patriots before he got knocked out of the game. Look at what he did. If he doesn't get knocked out of that game, I don't know if the Patriots beat Buffalo on the road. So now you have a better quarterback with a better team, primetime, Sunday night football, a lot of things are going their way. A lot of things. And I like Gus the Bus Edwards, who's done a pretty good job this year rushing the ball, along with Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, the tight end, Hollywood Brown, the wide receiver, Willie Snead. They've got some weapons there. They really do. It's going to be a tough game for the Patriots. We'll see what happens. And we'll get finally a litmus test. You know, like I said, no more cupcakes anymore. No more jabronis. No more tomato cans. We're going to get a legitimate test, and the test will be Baltimore. And I'm interested to see what's going to happen, but I'm fading, and I'm taking Baltimore. Taking Baltimore on the money line, and you should too. 617-779-7937. That's the number to get in. Jimmy G looked good tonight, but I don't put a lot of stock into it because he was playing against a really bad defense. I'm not sold that, you know, Arizona, they are what they are. They're an average to less than average team, and Jimmy G looked great tonight. But overall, Jimmy G's not had the greatest season, but you know what? Doesn't really matter. Neither is Tom Brady. You know, in the 6 out of 8 games this year the Patriots have had, Tom Brady has only thrown 2 or less touchdowns. Did you know that? 6 out of 8. Which isn't good. And I don't blame that too much on Tom Brady. When you take away Antonio Brown and then Josh Gordon, who got placed on IR and now will be waived, you don't have a lot of weapons there. You do not have. So there's that. And overall, this Patriots team hasn't really been tested since Buffalo. And I go back to that game, and the Patriots won that game because of their defense. And if they're going to win Sunday night, it's going to have to be because of all three phases, not just one. You're going to need the defense, the offense, and the special teams are all going to have to contribute if they're going to win this game on the road. Might be their toughest test of the season. And they know they got to go to Houston coming up, but this could be it for them. So, you know, it is what it is, but it's something that I will tell you that, and listen, I'm not disrespecting the Patriots. I'm just trying to figure out, are they as good as their 8-0 record? The defense is. The offense is not, and don't just ask me. You can ask Tom Brady. And remember that game after the Bills where Brady was pissed off as if they had lost, which they actually won. Remember that game? I'm sure you do. So, all those things being considered, Baltimore's the right side on Sunday night. I'm going to go with the Ravens on Sunday night. Take them. Don't need the points. Don't want the points. If you're near Twin River or you have some account or a bookie, take the Ravens and thank me later. They will win this game on the field. 617-779-7937 to get in. Where do we start? Let's go with Wayne and Southie. What's up, Wayne? Wayne, you there? Don't have Wayne there. I don't know if something's wrong with my phones or whatever. Could you hear Wayne? Okay, I couldn't hear him either. All right, put him on hold because I can't do that either. Something's going on with the phones again. So we'll do that. All right, good. Wayne still looks like he's on the air, but he's not on the air because I don't hear him. All right. Ben and Hartford's up next. What's up, Ben?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I just don't think you're giving the Pats enough credit. I mean, I can understand Baltimore is a good team. Lamar Jackson's incredible. Yep. We're obviously seeing that now. But their defense is really what's carrying them. And I can understand what you're saying. You know, Brady's upset. He's voiced it. He never has before. You know, whether we're talking about his future or who's throwing the ball to. But this defense that they have, I know everybody's talking they don't have big names. Well, they're not big names yet. This defense that they have right now, I think, is really going to carry this team, not just to Baltimore, but for the rest of the season. So I think they're the reason why we are going to win on Sunday.
But you're going to need more than your defense, though.
We still have Tom Brady. I mean, come on.
Like, no,
we can
I know.
Say he's upset. We can say we're not doing that well, but Tom Brady.
No, I got it. I just want I understand that the offense around him has not been performing the way they should, and there's been six games this year, Ben, where Tom Brady has thrown two or less touchdown passes. That's not good.
No, I mean, it's also not Tom Brady-esque. What I think is Tom Brady is a little bit upset. And well, he should be. You know, us being his fans, we are too. Do you want to see Tom Brady play with another uniform on him other than, you know, the red, white, and blue?
No, of course not.
Never.
Never.
Never, but that could be a possibility.
Yeah, well,
right
I'm just
now,
talking,
for
I'm talking
some
about
reason,
Sunday
that's
night.
In the back of his mind.
You know what? I don't know. That's a great point. I don't know why, you know, if that is in the back of his mind, but I will tell you, that is, that's it. It's interesting. I don't know. I just think who does he have to throw to? He has no number one target. Gronk's gone. AB's gone. You know, Josh Gordon's gone. He's got a bunch of twos. He's got Julian Edelman, Mohamed Sanu, Philip Dorsett, Jacoby Myers. He just doesn't have, you know, what other guys have. Now, you could say the same thing about Garoppolo, but at least in San Francisco, they trade for Emmanuel Sanders. George Kittle's a legit tight end, okay? So, you know, it's not like the 49ers. I mean, Jimmy G's got more weapons than Tom Brady does. Dante Pettis, Debo Samuel, they've got some, you know, they got Tevin Coleman from Atlanta. So they've got some weapons there. It's, you know, Debo Samuel was a second-round pick coming out of South Carolina. So we'll see what happens. 617-779-7937. Wait, we are lit up here after midnight. James and Norwich, what's up, man?
Hey, hi, Mark. How are you?
Good, James.
I agree with you 100% about the Ravens, and I'm taking your advice. I'm going there today, and I'm going to put a Ben Franklin on the Ravens on the money line.
Okay. All right. If we lose James, we'll get it back next week, okay?
I was hoping you can pal around with me today. Are you working today?
I am. Yes, I am. I am. I'll be actually working for Mutt later today too. So I'll be on from 6 to 10 p.m. But I'd love to come hang out with you, James. That'd be fun to do. But I'll be there in spirit when you place that bet on the money line. Don't take the points. Just take Baltimore.
I will. And also, maybe I'll give you a call and you can help me with some other games.
Call me on Saturday between 9 and 1. I'll be on, 6 to 10 later tonight and 9 a.m. to 1 with Andy Hart on Saturday. So, absolutely. I'll have some other things that I like coming up this weekend, sure.
Well, I'm going to be there tonight and then Saturday morning. But I'll call you tonight and we'll see what we can do.
All right.
So you can make me a couple of dollars, okay?
Enjoy that Benjamin Franklin on me, man. You're going to double it. You're going to double it, dude. You're just going to double it. Wayne's in Southie. Wayne, what's up?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. What happened?
What the hell was going on? I don't know. I was talking to you. I heard your voice, but I couldn't hear you coming, like, talking to me. But well, who cares? Probably.
Right. Perfect.
It's really windy out, Mark. You know, you know how radio is.
Yes.
Mark, one thing before we get into it. You know I worked in radio 20 years, right?
No.
Yeah, WZOU. Do you remember WZOU?
Yes.
I was Karen Blake's producer, and then I got my own show, and I did the overnights.
Oh, no kidding.
Do you remember WZOU 94.5 before it became jamming?
Vaguely.
Okay,
yes,
well, I worked for Karen Blake. I worked for Tom Jeffries. I worked for I worked for, at every radio station, WHTT back in the day. I was all over the place, and then I got into nightclubs, and that's where I stayed for a little while. I loved nightclubs. I love working for the BBC Corporation.
Well, I'm glad you're doing what you love to do, Wayne.
No, I don't do it. I'm retired, brother. I was in the Marines, aren't you? I'm retired. I'm living happy now. I live a simple life. I do whatever I want to do every day.
Hey, a simple life is a great life, and you know, it might, some people have a negative connotation on it, but you know what? Some people are living the fast life.
Yeah, I grew up in Southie. I know the fast. I know all that garbage. I don't fall for that. Let's talk about my Brady real quick, okay?
Yep.
You're right. He is having a rough little season, you know what I mean? And we have played, but the 49ers, I watched them tonight, the first time I really got to watch them. They're really on the line right there. They should have lost this game tonight. If it wasn't for that idiot Kingsbury not calling, he should have called for the thing and they would have won it.
Oh, how about Kingsbury? What kind of fool he is, Wayne? He calls a timeout when the Niners have the ball on third and one, and then he allowed the Niners to convert, which led to a touchdown.
It was fourth and one, and they were going for it, and they stopped him, but that idiot called a timeout.
He's so stupid. Idiot. This is why he was fired from Texas Tech, and he shouldn't even be in the NFL right now.
He reminded me of Freddie Kitchens when we played him. What an idiot he was.
He's a dumbass.
He called all his timeouts before he even got to the – that's what I'm saying. Belichick and Brady are miles apart. Hey, maybe – you know what I'm thinking, Mark, right now? I think maybe Brady is coasting because he – you know what I mean? Just making sure he doesn't get hurt, you know, because he knows – we like you just said, I'm taking the Patriots to beat the Ravens. I'm going to say by 10 points. I'll take 10. Mark, me and you bet, all right? A man's bet between me and you.
I can't do
if
it on the air.
If I just win, I get to come on, and you have to say, Wayne, you were right. You picked it.
Okay, I can do that part. I can't bet any money, though.
No, we won't bet no money.
On the air, it's
illegal. Unless
I was doing it with Mutt or someone like that, then I can do it because they're a coworker, and that's fine. But, you can come on and tell me I was wrong. That's fine. You can do that.
No, but I'll tell you one thing. This gauntlet, the Ravens, the Eagles, you're right, that Eagles day. But the only thing I can say about that is we got to remember the bye week coming up. That's going to be big for us.
Well, that's why I think win or lose, I think that bye week is huge. So if they do lose Sunday night, which I think they will, I think they'll come back strong the following week, 2 weeks actually, after the bye and beat the Eagles. But they're going to lose one of these two. One of these two they're going to lose. I promise you. 617-779-7937. Mike in North Providence. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
You know, I have to come back at you a bit here with your rationale about Baltimore beating the Pats. In particular, you're talking about who the Pats have played. Well, actually, let's focus on that. The Pats dominated a Cleveland team that beat Baltimore in Baltimore 40-25.
Yeah, they did.
Dunked them on their own home field.
They did. Yep.
Pats dominated a Pittsburgh team that Baltimore barely squeaked by. Baltimore barely squeaked by Cincinnati. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, who have they? I'm with you.
But here's the thing. You know what, though? You're right. And for me, I go at the Patriots schedule. It's not like they can help it, but it is what it is. But all that matters is how each team plays on Sunday night. Really.
Well,
Yeah. Okay.
But the thing to keep in mind about the Pats defense, and people are saying, well, you know, who have they played? One, they're upgraded over last season. And last season, that defense carried them to a Super Bowl.
Oh, hey, by the way, just one thing, Mike. You were sort of cleverly remiss about talking about Baltimore's biggest win of the year, winning at Seattle, which is more impressive than any win the Patriots have had all season.
Yeah, but the thing is I think the focus on they've actually played the same teams on a couple of occasions. So that's a truer mark. You get to see, like, you know, they look bad against a Cleveland team that the Patriots, like, smacked to the side with ease.
Okay.
You know, I mean, this, yeah. And they did that in their own home building, so it wasn't like it was an away game, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's that's my focus. I mean, it's like oftentimes you can kind of, like, that's more of a benchmark to me. And like I said before, this is a Super Bowl winning defense. It really is. And an upgraded version of what happened last year, because Belichick went into the offseason and he's like, you know what? I'm going to be doing a lot of blitzing this year, so let me get myself prepared, because he had this great secondary. I mean, everything with this team starts with that secondary and moves forward from that. So, and I think that Lamar Jackson could have a real, real serious problem with these guys.
No, he could. He could. Or he could come out and light them up. Either or. I think for Baltimore, the running game with Mark Ingram and Gus Edwards is going to be big. If those guys can run the ball at the Patriots, that will help out Lamar Jackson big time. That's going to be, to me, the key. Here's what Belichick's going to do, Mike. You know it. He's going to make Lamar Jackson try to beat him with his arm. That defense with his arm. And keep him under containment in the pocket all game long. So the running game will be big. And obviously the tight ends, Hayden Hurst, Boyle, those guys are going to be huge for Baltimore. Huge. In terms of what they and Mark Andrews as well. Mark Andrews, he's had a really good season so far. He's already got 3 touchdown catches. They've got some tough tight ends the Patriots are going to have to deal with. So you're going to find out. I mean, it's going to be an interesting contrast in styles from the Patriots to Baltimore. And then obviously the key for Baltimore is getting pressure on Tom Brady. They're going to need, like, Isaiah Wynn's not eligible to come back, so they're going to rely on Marshall Newhouse to protect his blind side, which is never a good thing. And this Ravens secondary, they're pretty strong, dude. You've seen this secondary? You've seen what these guys do? Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters, they just recently acquired. They also, they're strong. Earl Thomas, they're pretty good. So they've got some pretty tough, they got a really good corner. I mean, Brandon Carr on the other side of Marlon Humphrey. Then you got Marcus Peters and Earl Thomas. It's an interesting team. Just to look at Baltimore, it's going to be the biggest test of the year. And I can't wait for it. It's going to be fun. 617-779-7937 to get in. I will take your phone calls up until 1. Hope you guys had a great Halloween. Now it's time for trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's the world we live in, man. You know, I wear this professional hat when I come into work. You know, some people in this, you know, environment know a percentage of me. You know, I don't go home with anybody. So I like to keep it that way and keep my life private. And the relationships that I have are very meaningful to me. And that goes back to the importance of self-love. Like, who cares what ESPN says or anyone says? Like, I love myself, I love my family, I love my friends, I love playing basketball, I'm grateful to do it every day. That's going to come with being one of the top players. History has shown you can be the best teammate ever. Someone's still going to say something negative about what you're doing and how you approach your life, and that can't be the importance, you know. If you allow that to infiltrate or get you emotionally invested or respond emotionally, you're going to be right where they want you to be. So, you know, I kind of expect that at this point, for everybody to say things like that. And I'm going to keep on smiling and doing me. You know, I'm happy where I am. And, you know, that comes with it, I guess. They try to tear down some of the most peaceful people in the world still to this day. So it's going to happen.
I want to hear that end of that thing again. They try to tear down what? What did he say? The most PC what? Kyrie Irving. after last night's game in response to Jackie McMullen's article, which I actually will say one thing. He didn't deny it. So we all knew that Jackie McMullen, I mean, it's the gospel. I mean, Jackie McMullen's one of the best of all time. She's a Hall of Famer. But, he did not deny it. That's for sure. But, like, he – and I love how he says, oh, when you're one of the best players and, you know, you're this and you're that. Like, all right, here we go. Let's hear that again.
They try to tear down some of the most peaceful people in the world still to this day. So it's going to happen.
Man. Well, Kyrie, number one, you're not one of the best players in the NBA. And you're number two – or not number 1B, you're not peaceful, dude. You're neither one. So – you know, you can sit there and put yourself in the company of your teammate Kevin Durant, your former teammate LeBron, Steph Curry, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Luka Doncic. You're not them. You're a tier two NBA player. You're an all-star. You're not a superstar. That's it. And the more we watch the Celtics, the more we see how much better they are without this cancer. And that's exactly what he is, a total cancer. And Jackie McMullen came out with a quote from her article. Says, Irving's infamous mood swings, confirmed by ex-teammates, which followed him from Cleveland to Boston to Brooklyn, are the unspoken concern that makes Nets officials queasy. When Irving lapses into these funks, he often shuts down, unwilling to communicate. Gee. No way, not him. Really? Kyrie? Oh, no, I thought he was a team player, man. Shocking that the Nets officials would have any issues with that. Jackie McMullen, who broke that down. And of course, Kyrie's coach, who's going to be probably fired before the end of the season, Kenny Atkinson, he goes, no, I'll double down or triple down on what I said. I know all these elite players, not just Kyrie. They're used to the scrutiny, and that's just part of the business. That just is what it is. I didn't feel the need to talk to him about it, end quote. So it's interesting, but it's very interesting. All I know is this: the greatest thing he ever did for the Celtics, the city of Boston, and all of New England is leaving, and I will not miss him, and I will root against him, and I will root for his failures every single game.
Oh man, I'm sorry. It's just hit me right now.
He turned his back on this city. He made promises he couldn't keep. He said he would come back next year in that season ticket rally. Oh, if you're going to have me, I'll come back. Yeah? Okay. How are the Brooklyn Nets doing right now? Yep. And that, to me, will always be Kyrie. You know, like, oh, he's the leading scorer in the NBA, averaging just under 38 points a game. Yeah, but his team sucks. So, you know, that's what Kyrie would rather be. He's not a winner. He won because of LeBron and the team that surrounded him. Oh, he hit a huge shot in Game 7 in the finals. But they won because of LeBron, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, the referees, suspending Draymond Green for Game 5. Kyrie Irving was just along for the ride on that bandwagon. And I, for one, do not miss him. And, oh, I can't wait till he comes back here at the end of the month. The night before Thanksgiving. Oh, is that going to be epic? 617-779-7937. Also talking about the Patriots-Ravens game on Sunday night. Scott and Weymouth. What's up, Scott?
Mark, good evening or morning, do I say? What time is it? Yes, good morning.
Well, it's both. What's up, Scott?
All right, what's up, Mark? You sound good, bud. You have a nice show.
Oh, thank
I like
you.
It.
Thank you.
All right. So let's get to a couple quick points, if I could. According to Bovada, which is a legal action. The Patriots are currently 3.5.
Yep.
Versus Baltimore. Now, listen, the Pats offense is going to introduce themselves this week. Now, Mark, listen to me. You sound like a good kid. I like you. How many times do you have to see it? How many times? You really? You know the final score is going to be 39-9. How many times? If you're taking Baltimore, and I heard you earlier, I listened to your show. You sound great. Your show is awesome. You want to bet money line Baltimore? Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on to that ticket, and you can use it as a piece of toilet paper. and we all know. And I will call you. When do you want a gun after the game? When's your first show post Patriots game?
Monday. Well, it'll be Monday night after the Monday night football game. So,
I'm going to call you back, and if I'm wrong, I'll eat my words. Yep. Come on, again, and I'm going to close with this. I don't want to repeat myself. I want to be a good caller, not an annoying caller. But, Mark, I'll close with this. How many times do you have to see it? You know they're going to go down there and win 33-12.
They could. They could, Scott,
Mark,
but I don't know.
On. Mark.
I don't know that that's going to happen. I don't know. I just saw the way they struggled against Buffalo. And for me, now you're playing a much better quarterback in Lamar Jackson. They have a better running game, a younger running game. And, I mean, remember what Frank Gore did to this Patriots team, too, in that game. So if they can run the ball, and when I talk about running game, I mention Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards. Don't forget about Lamar Jackson. He's averaging 7 yards per carry this year, which is, let's do the math, 3.5 more yards than Phony Michelle's averaging. Oh, by the way, too, when you watch this game, I want you Patriot fans, all you fanboys out there, I want you to think about woulda, coulda, shoulda. Because directly after Phony Michelle was drafted with the 31st pick in the first round, who was selected by Baltimore at 32? Right after him, Lamar Jackson. So when you watch Phony Michelle this week, think like, man, we could have had Lamar Jackson. Now I know. I get it. You had Tom Brady, but you weren't coming off a Super Bowl win. You were coming off a Super Bowl loss, and you had already traded Jimmy G, and you knew you were going to get rid of Jacoby Brissett. Wouldn't have been bad to sort of plan for the future with a guy like Lamar Jackson. Just saying. Okay? So there's that, too. Belichick, GOAT coach. Belichick, meh GM. He's all right. He's okay. He's not great. Not great, and he's made a lot of bad moves. A lot of bad moves, that being one of them. 617-779-7937. Oh, Kyrie Irving will be hosting James Harden the Rockets on Friday night in Brooklyn. Look forward to that game. Celtics back in action on Friday night as well at home against the Knicks, which should be pretty much a layup. The Knicks are winless on the season so far, and they're absolute trash. We'll come back. Final segment. You and me, all of you, nothing but your phone calls. Tell me why you think the Patriots are going to win and they think they're going to lose. Concerns that you have about Sunday night. How about the fact that you could have had the guy that you're going to be seeing that's going to tear this defense up Sunday night? You had him with the 31st pick, and you took Phony Michelle. Don't ever forget that. Final segment next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, final segment here. We've got about 5 minutes left. You want to get in at 617-779-7937. Hope everybody had a safe Halloween. It's going to be a huge football weekend, culminating Sunday night, of course, with the Pats, Ravens in Baltimore. And you know there's no love lost between these teams. Baltimore, I believe, is the only team, John Harbaugh, to come in and beat the Patriots in the playoffs in Foxborough twice. They're the only team to do that. Rex Ryan did it once, but Baltimore did it twice. Now, it's a different Baltimore team. Joe Flacco's gone. Ray Lewis is retired. Ed Reed is in the Hall of Fame. So it will be a different look. Now, yes, Belichick will take away Lamar Jackson, but I think what Lamar Jackson's going to do is Lamar Jackson's going to find a way to beat the Patriots with his arm on Sunday night. I could be wrong. That's fine. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. But they will lose one of these two games. And I sort of like them losing this game going into the bye week rather than losing to the Eagles coming out of the bye week. But they're going to lose one of the two games on the road. And it could be Sunday night. And we'll find out. But the undefeated season will be over Sunday night around midnight down at M&T Bank Stadium. It's all over. So I'm just telling you, and if I'm wrong, I'm sure you all will let me know. But it's going to be hopefully a decent game, and the weather will not affect it. And, you know, but this is what football is all about, man. The thing that I'm happy about more than anything is the fact that the Patriots are finally actually going to play a real team, you know, with a real quarterback. And they haven't faced a real quarterback since week one against the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. And let's face it, you know it and I know it, how the Steelers are a shell of their former selves. So I don't know how we can really gauge too much on that. I really don't. But this game will be a great litmus test to find out what the Patriots are made of. Let's see what they got. Let's see what they can do. Brady. Can Brady actually, you know, have his third three or more touchdown passing game of the year? Because six of the eight games he's had this year, six out of eight, have been two touchdown passes or less. Six out of eight. So let's see him do it against Marlon Humphrey, Brandon Carr, Marcus Peters, and Earl Thomas. It's a good secondary. Really good secondary. We'll find out. The biggest thing for me with the Patriots at the deadline, of every position that you could have wanted, the one that I wanted the most was left tackle. And I thought the Redskins were going to finally unload all-pro Trent Williams. It didn't happen. He goes back to D.C., reports to the Redskins, fails his physical, and look what happens now. Now he's in some sort of spitting contest with Redskins management and ownership about getting some tumor removed from his head in the offseason, which doesn't sound really that good. But now he's fighting that, and it's just a whole mess. The Redskins could have unloaded. The Redskins are, man, it's tough to make the Dolphins look good, but the Redskins are, I mean, and they beat the Dolphins a couple weeks ago down in Miami, but they are absolutely, utterly pathetic from the ownership to the general manager, Bruce Allen, to their interim head coach. They've got so many issues. It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And we're going to find out. We're going to find out a lot of things on Sunday night about the Patriots. So we're going to see how good this team really is. We're going to find out, won't we? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Chris, who's up next in Rhode Island. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right, so here's how the Patriots are going to absolutely destroy the Ravens. I got it. All the answers have come to me in my head. So what's going to happen is that the Patriots are – their defense is just phenomenal. You can't even deny that. You guys have been talking about it all season. They're going to destroy them on defense. And then even though the offense is subpar, the Patriots offense is going to find a way to pull through. They have for 20 years. You can't deny that either. And Sanu is going to pull through more than Edelman. And I have Edelman on my fantasy team.
Well, that means nothing.
How does it mean nothing?
Who gives a crap that who's on your fantasy team? What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. Nobody cares.
Edelman's been the one that's won the whole thing every week for me.
Oh, okay. But what does fantasy football have to do with real life football? Nothing. It means nothing. Fantasy football, the fact that you even, like, if you're calling into a fantasy football show, I understand it, but it has nothing to do with what's going to happen on Sunday night. Oh, who
cares?
But you're
just ignoring the whole point that I made before I even brought up fantasy football. Come on, don't latch on to something. Come
no,
on.
No, no, I'm just saying, but I'm just saying you brought up Julian Edelman, but that, like, him doing well on your fantasy football team doesn't mean crap.
But he's been the most performing Patriot out of all of them in the wide receiver core. In
because they have nobody else.
They don't. But he's still working out. We're still winning.
I know. Oh, no, listen. Edelman's having a decent year. I mean, he's having a good year. But, I mean, you know, Mohamed Sanu, did you know in his career, which is, it makes you more mad when you hear this. Do you know he's never in his career had more than 5 touchdown catches in his entire career? He's in 8 years, he's never had more than 5 touchdown catches in his career, and you gave up a number 2 pick for this guy. Stupid. Absolutely stupid. All right, Brian DeFelice, I got your name right? Great job out of you. Thanks to everybody called, everybody who listened. I will be back later on tonight, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in for Mutt. So stay tuned there, and I will tell you why the Patriots will lose their first game of the 2019 season. Thank you very much for joining me, and have a great Friday. I'll talk to you about 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. We'll reconvene then. I'm going to take, what do they say on part of the interruption? I don't know. I'm taking a 17-hour break. See you then at 6.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.